For a great Chicago show, we can tell you where to go. You should dial your radio to the Skinny and Hooley Show. It's the Skinny and Hooley Show.
Listoon, 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 Varna. Oh, listoon, Varna. Listoon, 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 Varna.
How's it going there, everybody from Cork?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooley Show. I'm your old friend Mike Houlihan, and with me, as always, my old buddy, my pal, my friend, Mr. James Skinny Sheehan. Skin, what do you say?
Hey, Hooley, great to be back here at Lisa McNeil's. Kind of a gloomy night out there, but
it's a little overcast.
It's nice to
chance
be back
of showers.
Yeah. Skinny and Hooley Show. It's fine.
Hey, you're listening to the Skinny and Hooley Show, brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal, our old pal Bob Flood. We're coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois, WCEV. We're Chicago's ethnic voice, 1450 on your AM dial. We're streaming online at WCEV1450.com. And if you ever miss a show, folks, you can always catch the podcast, usually coming up on Mondays at SkinnyHooley.com. We're also streaming online. Oh, I told you that. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're everywhere. We're global. We're global here on the Skinny Show.
Global entity.
Yeah, we're a global entity. And there's so many people listening to the thing, it's unbelievable. So, Skinny, crazy
hey,
week.
We want to make sure we thank all our sponsors, Julio, have been with us.
Always, yeah.
For over 9 years now, and they're great to us.
And we could use another one or two.
Yes, just
so if anyone's so inclined.
We don't want too many sponsors.
No,
but
you know.
Just enough, just to get your beat.
We want
to
help people. We want to help. You know,
people doing
small
good
business
in the hood.
Owners or whoever, and we can help you.
Right,
give
right.
me a call. Skin, what? Yeah. I'm trying to think what happened. Oh, it was Memorial Day weekend. I went out to Saturday. I was at Ken's doing my shtick. That was a lot of fun. Had a great turnout there for everybody. To the salute to Jackie Casto. God, saw a lot of old friends there.
It was like a live wake.
You know who? It was like a live wake. He was there in spirit, that's for sure.
That's what I mean.
Of course, we had Billy McGann do that story on the radio, and we piped it into Ken's. Actually, if you could think of something being piped into Ken's. Actually, that didn't work. And
I know.
Mick Durkin had to have his wife go home and get the radio, and we plugged it in. It worked. But what a great story. And thanks to Billy McGann for that. And he had a lot more to say.
Oh, yeah. Billy's just a great, great guy.
Frankie Hamer helped put the thing together. And
Joe Waddell was there.
And
Froggy
was there. All the, at least a million all-stars.
Yes.
It was terrific. I was amazed at the crowd, to tell you the truth.
And then you went out to Gaelic Park, too, Sunday.
I went to Gaelic Park on Sunday with the lovely Mary. We were celebrating our 40th wedding anniversary on Monday, so we went out to see.
Yeah, congratulations, Julie.
Thank you, Skinny. We went to see Patty Homan and the Noble Call, and then we went to see Jimmy Keane and Pat Broders, our old pal Jimmy Keane. So that was lovely. Then we went to Fox's for dinner. Had some of that great pizza. Hey, they were old sponsors at one time. Come on back, Fox's.
That GoFundMe page really must be working well.
It's not GoFundMe. It's Indiegogo.
Oh, Indiegogo, whatever you.
That is working well, but there's still always room for more. There's always room for more, folks. So now it's summer. Basically, the Memorial Day is over. It's now summer.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing how fast we got here. Even though it was painful.
It doesn't seem that fast. It was brutal.
Yeah, it was brutal. But now here we go. Now it's...
Now,
Chicago's the best place to be in the summertime. There's no place like it. It's stuff all the time.
It ain't so great here in the winter, though, I'll tell you that.
No, but there's stuff going on all the time, and that brings us up to our guest here.
A week Friday week. Friday, June 8th. We're sitting here with our old pal, Morgan McGarry. He's been on the show before.
Good afternoon,
boxing coach, legend, Chicago Fire Department guy. Yeah, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Skinny and Hooley, appreciate it.
Yeah. So, your dad just passed, a couple of months ago?
January 24th.
Wow.
January 24th,
that was the most crowded funeral I've ever seen in my life.
It was a very humbling experience to watch that and be a part of
it. It was amazing,
See all the people that came out there. It was pretty intense, but
I saw it on Facebook. I was in Florida, just so you know.
I saw ex-governor Pat Quinn try to clout his way to the top of the ladder.
It was nice that he came.
Yeah, but still, he should have waited in line.
All right, all right. And you, like, you never butted in anywhere.
You know who brought him up to the top of the line? Cyril. Cyril Regan.
Did he?
Cyril. I heard a lot about that from Mr. Joyce. Anyway.
I was appreciate everyone that came out.
It was,
anyway.
It was amazing.
It was very nice.
Yeah. And the whole... you know, community was heartbroken, yeah. Obviously. Marty was such a great guy.
He loved the community. He loved everybody around
him,
too.
And he did so much good. He was such a fabulous guy.
Terrific, terrific guy.
And a favorite of the show. He's on the show so many times.
Yeah, and always had a smile on his face. Always had a smile. It was just a great, great man.
He had a good time for you guys, too, so he was always talking about you.
He would call in with jokes sometimes and stuff.
Yeah, we did have fun. He was a great man.
Speaking of jokes, you know, Jimmy Moore told me a joke on my way over here today. I'll just throw it out. Did you hear about the blind prostitute? Yeah, he had to hand it to her. I thought he sneaked it in, but he said, don't tell anybody I told you that. And I said, what about the midget who got married? The lads had to put him up to it.
Okay, holy.
Just kind of setting the tone, Morgan. For the show.
I got you.
Okay.
Billy is going to have to do some editing there, okay?
We're so glad. Now, what do you got coming up? What's going on?
We got a little boxing showcase up at St. Barnabas.
St. Barnabas Men's Club presents a boxing showcase. There's a great poster. I mean, it's just.
Yeah, they did a good job on that poster, man.
Great picture of your dad when he looked like he was in his 20s, probably, yeah, right?
Early 20s.
One mean guy. You know, yeah, that unibrow going. He did not.
One brow, yeah. He was a mean dude.
He was. Yeah. There's some great pictures of him as a young man fighting.
He would say when he first came out, he was over in training in Kulan's gym and the
on the south side.
The south side.
Johnny Kulan's. Yeah.
Him and his brothers were the only white guys in the gym. He would be training with them, and they would say, "Man, McGarry, you bad, man, you bad." And he didn't know any better. So he says, "Man, I didn't think I was bad. I thought I was
That's good."
Good. No, man, bad is good. So my dad liked telling that one a lot.
He was
the
greatest.
That's a great story. That's good.
So you're carrying on the tradition with the boxing club.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
He threw a boxing show back about 1997, a few years ago, and then fell away, and then.
But he was training. He trained all those
fighters all the time.
Since then, I mean, the gym was open in 1995, so it's been running since then. You know, kids come and go. So what is that, 20,
a million
22
kids
years?
In the neighborhood.
You know,
a lot of Carmel guys. Yeah.
You went to Carmel. What year did you get out of Carmel?
I graduated in 1999.
Oh, okay. So you're right after my boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
They were at the same time.
They were in 98, I think. Yeah.
Did you do the fight night over at Carmel?
I did it a couple times.
Did you fight? Yeah.
Yeah. It was a good show. You know, we did a couple sparring exhibitions and
those are
a couple
great.
Matches. So we did well.
I can remember going there to the old gym.
Yeah,
it's still there in the old gym.
You can hardly see the ring with all the
smoke. Smoke.
Oh, that made a difference. You didn't know any better until it was gone. And
right. Everybody was smoking and drinking
cigars
even. So
cigars. The place smelled like an old cigar.
Yeah, hacking up a lung in the middle of the ring trying to breathe.
It was great though. It was just great.
It was great.
Yeah. Everybody's betting on the fights and everything. They didn't even know who was fighting.
My son Billy was in the finals once. He fought some kid named Fox who just creamed him. Remember him, Fox?
He trained with us.
He was a tough kid. And Marty said, your son never should have been in that ring with him. I said, no kidding.
That's all like it is.
That was great.
TJ, Mike's son, TJ, he boxed over at your house, and then he was in the...
He brings a huge group every year to fight night now from the north side on a bus.
He lives up in Evanston.
TJ
he brings a busload.
Yeah,
it's pretty boring up in Evanston. Okay,
they trained by when my dad had it in the basement before the gym.
They were all in there. They were wrestlers, also, but they did the boxing over there too.
Now what? He used to train in the basement as well.
Yeah, before the
of your house on Hoyne.
Yeah,
yeah.
Before that, before they finished, it was like a cellar.
So before he
couple
put
heavy
the
bags
Tinker's
bags
pub in.
Yeah. It was a couple heavy bags. He built a stage, so it's one of those. Plywood 2x4 stages, you know, and had a couple of heavy bags hanging and double M bag in there, and show the kids how to hit the bag and show them the ropes, you know. So
that's great.
So and then when did he build the gym over the garage?
95. So you know, between 94 and 95 was being built, and then kind of like one of those if you build it, they will come type of things.
And they did, for sure.
Yeah.
So,
and this year he was the honoree for the South, Grand Marshal honoree for the Southside Irish Parade.
That's right.
We were there with Special Olympics, and we were I went through all the press conference. They were terrific, and then unfortunately he passed away. But it was still a great tribute.
Excited about that too. So he was I'll be there. And
yeah,
so, I don't know. We'll see. But you know, he was there in spirit. He would have loved it. You know, the float was amazing. You know, they did a good job with that.
And Morgan, now and then you were in the Marines, right?
Oh, I forgot about that, yeah.
And you Iraq? Went to Afghanistan?
No, I was in Kuwait in 03 and Iraq in 06.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
A couple short stints.
You did, but you didn't want to go back.
Nothing too crazy.
You went back twice, right? What the hell?
That's what I mean.
That was all right. You know, I can't complain. People got it worse, so it was all right.
Yeah.
Had a good experience with good people, good crew.
Good for you.
Good crew
wow.
with, you know, yeah. learned a lot.
Yeah. And he just had a baby.
Yeah,
Molly.
We had our fourth. She evened the score. So we had a boy, girl, boy, girl.
Oh,
now,
that's
so
cool.
That's great.
You know, daughter is happy she got a sister, and the two brothers are happy they're big brothers again.
And
so,
how old are the kids?
My oldest turned 8 May 4th. And my daughter, she's 6. She'll be 7 in September. And then my other son, he's 3.
Finbar.
He just turned 3 in the other day, and then my daughter Molly,
she was just born a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got Kieran.
You got a busy house.
Fiona, Finbar, and Molly.
Oh, those are great. Why didn't you give them Irish names?
I was thinking about it. I should have.
And you're also a Chicago fireman.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
In about 4.5 years now.
Oh, that's terrific. So, yeah.
Got lucky.
You're busy, man.
Where are you at? What firehouse are you at?
I'm on Truck 22 up in Uptown, Engine 83's house, Wilson and Racine.
Oh, I knew where that's at,
4600 North on Racine, but a mile off the lake.
That's Uptown is kind of wild, can be wild.
Yeah, we were talking about
a little bit of everything over there.
Right, exactly.
We get a little bit of everything. It's a good experience. You know, I learned a lot up there, too. You know, so.
Who did you marry? What's your wife's maiden name?
Megan Ganahan.
Oh, the Canadians.
Yeah, she's one of 10, so.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's got 8 sisters, or is it? No, it's 5 and 5.
Four and six.
4 and 6.
Wow.
That's crazy. The Canadians. Eileen, is that your sister-in-law?
Yeah, she
does everything with me,
Olympics.
All the special.
Yeah,
she's
great.
The best.
Man, I tell you what.
She is tough. I'm telling you. She is tough.
In
a real positive way. She's so good with the kids.
I'll tell you, she's amazing with all them.
Yeah.
Bringing the people everywhere, all the kids everywhere.
She knows
these
everybody.
Field trips and everything. So try to volunteer with her all the time whenever we can. Or, you know, she'll ask us for volunteers. So we bring she'll bring the kids too.
Oh, yeah.
I think they went to bowling with them not too long ago.
2 weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah.
And she's doing all the stuff on the 50. She's just terrific. She's terrific with these kids.
She's
like a saint.
She's great, yeah.
She's great. Now, I think, no, Eileen was my daughter's Peggy's roommate at Illinois.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Eileen Ganahan, yeah.
Yeah, it all goes around, you know.
Sure.
It's
a small world, man. It's the South Side.
It's the South Side. It's like, oh, my God.
It's kind of dangerous sometimes.
Now, how many bouts you got Friday, June 8th?
I'd like to have, you know, between 8 and 12 would be perfect, you know.
What age are they?
They were from 9 to about 30.
Wow.
So
you should have a senior citizens bow.
Yeah.
Me and Hooley.
Yeah, no thanks.
We can make that. Maybe we might make that happen. just got to
show
up.
It would? No thanks.
I'll chase you around the ring, jump up at your back, and then punch me. Knock me out.
Sometimes it just takes one, right?
Yeah. Do you have any heavyweights? Do you have heavyweights?
As of right now, I think the heaviest guy is about 165 pounders. So,
that's a good weight. Yeah.
As long as they all show
now,
up.
Were
I, got
you,
guys
I remember Malachi Farrell. Were you, or was it your dad? Yeah. Your dad was coaching him. Were you coaching him too?
My dad, yeah, but I was around with them too.
Okay. He was good though, wasn't he?
He was doing good. Yeah, he was doing real good.
But he's retired now.
He's retired now. Yeah.
There's 14 Farrells, something like that.
There was a lot of them. How about John Kilmartin, the killer? Is the killer still around somewhere? Will he be your ring announcer?
No, they got the guy from the men's club. He's going to be doing the ring announcing.
Oh, from the St. Barnabas men's club?
So
okay.
They got a good crew lining everybody up and itemizing everybody. So they got a good script going. Everyone from the men's club.
Are you going to put anything over the ring? What do you do if it rains?
We're going to be watching the weather, and hopefully the weather will be nice. If we can have it out in the parking lot, it'd be perfect. But if we do have a contingent of going into the gym, if there's calm for rain, so you have to make a plan B. And there'll be plenty of room inside there.
No, they've done it up at Cajunans out in the parking lot.
Yeah, they got lucky up there, too, with the outdoor, with no tent or anything. So.
Yeah, they called me and they said, Skinny, we want to get – I said, don't be getting a tent, okay? It's going to cost you $4,000 or something. That's crazy.
That's why they called you, Skinny. They thought maybe you'd kick in for the tent.
And one day I would have got them the tent, but today – I used to be somebody, but anyways – I said, you guys are crazy. What are you going to do? If it rains, it rains. You can't worry about it. Yeah. That's one of the problems.
It's a risk you're willing to take, but you got to have a contingent plan. So
yes, you do.
Gym will be fine. It'll be able to hold enough people for it,
and
too.
Where do the boxers come from?
We're hoping to get them from – they're coming from out of state. I'm talking to some coaches in Milwaukee, Grand Rapids, some local shows over here, local clubs around Chicago.
Are some of them pros?
No, it's all amateurs. All amateur, yeah.
Okay, all right.
The young kids and...
So you don't have to pay anybody. Right, you don't have to pay fighters. Well, what the heck? That makes it a lot more expensive.
You like to make it worth their while for coming out, though.
Yeah, well, give them a good time. Yeah. Hot dog.
Half fully. Yeah, fully do the payroll three, okay?
Yeah.
Barnabas will make a lot. Well,
no,
I mean,
you know what?
They'll be willing to come
right
back.
It'll be packed. Right. I guarantee it'll be packed, I'm sure. Friday, June 8th. What time does it start?
June
6?
8th. Doors open at 6. Hope to get the fight started by 8.
Doors open
while 7.
It's outside.
Gates open. We'll say the gates open.
Yeah, the gate opens, 6 to 10. Grilled food, cold drinks. Can you get a beer there?
Oh, yeah. We'll have plenty of beer. We're going to beer truck.
And are they barbecuing and stuff there?
We're going to be barbecuing, grilling. Cooking a food at the men's club.
Okay, that's Scaramucci.
And what about does some of it go to St. Barnabas?
The men's club is going to take proceeds, and we're going to give a portion to the amyloidosis.
That's a good idea.
Oh,
absolutely.
To be able to divvy it up then.
Will they be able to get food or drink there?
Yeah, they're going
to be talking about it.
He was watching the guy.
He's looking at Scaramucci. Thought it was the Scaramucci guy. Folks, a guy looked like that. Remember that guy Trump had as is for like 5 minutes?
I thought it was him.
It looked just like him. And he had some hot babe with him. It was pretty funny. The mooch.
But they'll be grilling. They'll be grilling. They'll be drinking. And it's a good family. It'll be a family event,
though,
too.
The men's club.
So
that's a lot of work putting it all together.
Yeah, we've been having some meetings, and everyone's got a lot of good volunteers.
They put up lights? They got to have lights.
Yeah, the ring will be lit up.
Where do you get those?
Friend of ours, Rick Fernudo, is coaching. He puts up the rings for us.
Okay.
So he's good for that. He's known my dad for years. So.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that's great.
Actually fought in the gloves at the same time.
The golden gloves, yeah.
He found an old booklet, and both of their pictures were in the,
the
pamphlet when they were about 20 years old. Yeah.
Yeah.
They still have the gloves up there. It's
They're they have them at a Cicero Stadium.
Where's St. Andrews? Didn't they used to do it at St. Andrews?
Years ago they did. Then they had it at Gordon Tech for a few years. And then they moved it over to Cicero Stadium. It's been there for the last...
So you don't do any more boxing?
No, just coaching. No.
When did you quit?
About 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay.
Had to give it one last shot.
What's your record?
I don't even know.
You know what? It's ingrained in your brain.
In and out, 40, I don't know, about 40 fights.
No kidding.
On and off for, I was in other sports too, so I was always busy doing everything.
Yeah.
You ran the marathon.
I did.
How many times have you done that?
I did a Chicago marathon 8 times. I was did New York once and Boston once.
And you ran very fast.
I did.
What was your fastest time?
The fastest for Chicago was 3:01.
Whoa.
3 hours, 1 minute.
What? That's great.
You got to train, though. You got to. You know.
I guess.
Yeah. That's good.
It takes time.
You train in Kenya. Yeah.
Hey, Morgan, you'll understand this. I ran Chicago in 301. I was at mile. I was at mile 25 at 2:51. Oh, I had 9 minutes to do the last mile, and then. It was like I got hit by a train. Yeah. I ended
what
up
year
in the medical
this?
Tent.
Oh, yeah.
They hit me on IV. It was horrible.
So
but
hit a wall.
All the wall hit me.
Oh, yeah.
It was horrible. I didn't know where I was. I came across and I just wanted to get under 3 hours. I could have ran backwards that fast, and I couldn't move. It was horrible. Oh, man, but anyways,
if I could ever do it again, I'll try to get under 3 hours. And I didn't think about it. I was trying to get under 3:05. And I didn't think about getting under 3 hours, but that last mile is
brutal.
Man,
it's brutal.
It's the longest mile ever, especially coming down Michigan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, Michigan Avenue, yeah.
They should maybe run it backwards next time. Run the reroute it the other way.
Get that little hill at the beginning instead of the end.
Yeah.
That hill is horrible.
Oh, there's a hill
I never knew that hill existed until the first time I ran the marathon.
Like
so where did this come from, man? Where did this hill come from?
Yeah, you turn off Michigan, and you think you're going on Mount Everest, but it's if you're out for a run in the morning or something, you don't even notice it.
No.
Now, your dad was from Belmullet.
That's right.
Do you ever get back there?
Yeah, I've been back there quite a few times.
Oh, yeah? Does he still have family there?
Yeah, his brother-in-law is there now.
County Mayo.
County Mayo.
A lot of County Mayo people in Chicago, yeah.
That's what they always say, God help us.
God help us.
So how often do you go back?
Last time I was back was probably... 4 years ago.
Okay.
I went back for a cousin of mine's wedding.
Okay.
He married a girl from Donegal, so we went up there.
Terrific.
It was a good time.
Yeah. I bet it was.
It's hard to go back now. They don't make it easy. The kids and the cost.
Sure.
Man,
yeah.
It's definitely not easy. I think they realize they can jack the price up when people still go.
Yeah.
Hey, I ran the Dublin Marathon in 2015.
It's on my checklist of things to get done in life.
It was great.
Yeah, there you go.
It was really good. We had so much fun. It was great. And we do a trip every year to Ireland.
Yeah.
We have
40 going October 11th, folks.
My sister Mary is going to be there at the same time.
Oh, she's going to be in Ireland that time?
Yeah, she's going to be in County Meath. Her nephew's getting married.
Oh, great. Good for her.
Oh, wait. He's not getting married in Meath. That's where he's from. I'll find out where he's getting married.
Okay.
I told her you got to find the. She said, "Oh, we got to find Huli in the group."
Yeah, and Gino.
And Gino, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we try to look and going back every year, and things come up, and trying to get the kids over sooner and later, and before you know it, they'll be too old. So we got to.
Oh, you got to get them when they're young. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got to get in one more plug here. It's Friday, June 8th, boxing showcase in honor of Martin McGarry, the great Martin McGarry. Featuring boxers from the McGarry Boxing Club and Chicago area boxers and people from other spots, too.
Yeah. Wherever we can find
them. See if you get that Tommy Hughes out there, and then you get old Northside contingent.
Yeah, we got a couple guys from St. Charles where he was training from coming out, too. So
he's got a good crew. St. Barnabas has got a great lot there, too.
It should work out pretty well. They had a good design for they had a layout,
right.
Some of our guys were laying it out where everything's
going to
be.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's good.
So they're doing a good job. The
men's
club
do
is really
they're going to do that bike race there.
The Pat Max Pack?
No, the Beverly.
Oh, the cycling?
Yeah, they're moving it to Barnabas's parking lot, which would be great. July 11th, I think it is, or something like
now,
that.
Now, are you the only coach at McGarry Boxing? Who else coaches with you?
Yeah, pretty much me, and I have a guy, one of my fighters, Steve Haywood. He helps me out a lot, too. Steve,
is he the neighbor guy from the neighborhood, the Haywoods? Oh,
yeah.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
He's a good fighter. Quite a few
good
fights.
Do you think you could train Huli and I?
Could train anybody.
Hey, I won the boxing trophy at Camp Tivoli in 1959, my friend.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. You want to learn, you'll learn. That's it.
Yeah.
How many boxers were in your
I had day? 8 bouts. It was over the course of a summer.
Did you really?
I won every one, and I think I tied one.
The tie goes to the runner.
I can't remember. You got it. It's a long 1959.
Wow, Huli, I never knew you had such skills.
That's right. Don't mess with me, pal. All right, so McGarry Boxing Club, get out there.
Bring because the you're family. Not only. It's going to be great. It's going to be a great
you're
evening.
You're not only going to have a blast, but you're going to be helping a great cause.
And you can bring the kids. Is there any admission price for the kids?
Yeah, $10 for or $20 for adults and $10 for the kids. So fans, it'll be a good family event. You know, come out and watch the fights and have a good old time.
Good.
Great summer night. Yeah.
Morgan, thanks so much for coming
down.
Thanks,
Morgan.
Thanks for having me out
here. Oh, wait. Go for more information, go to www.mcgaryboxingclub.com/St. Well, once you get up there, you'll see. It's overpowering, the whole poster and everything.
Throw some Facebook posts up there, too.
Yes.
We'll be plugging it all week. So.
Good. Friday, June 8th, 6 to 10, St. Barnabas parking lot.
And we'll plug it on here, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
I appreciate it.
Okay, pal. Best of luck with it. Guys, say hi to your mom and everybody else. God bless.
Thank you.
Okay, folks, we're going to take a little break on the Skinny and Hooley Show and be right back after these messages from our friends.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooley Show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hooley. With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150. Yeah, thanks to Jimmy Sweeney, Kevin Burke. Hey, got a very important announcement to make, Skinny. Hibernian Transmedia will record a revolutionary radio broadcast. On Tuesday, July 3rd, 2018, Hibernian Transmedia, a local public charity dedicated to Irish and Irish-American culture, will pre-record all three of their weekly radio programs in a one-hour extravaganza set to broadcast on Saturday, July 7th, 2018. The very popular Skinny and Hooley Show Irish Hour will be recording. Will begin recording its 10th year on the air this November, and will join the Hooley's Hooley and the Crack at the Irish American Heritage Center for a one-hour presentation before a live audience in the Fifth Province Pub at the Irish American Heritage Center, starting at 8 p.m. Fans of all three shows are invited to attend. There'll be music and a cash bar, as well as a raffle. Hooley's Hooley stars, twin brothers Patty and Bill Houlihan, along with the greatest human on earth, Clay O'Brien, and is heading into their fourth year on the air. The show is a hybrid of Second City Improv and Generation Y. Why? Shenanigans. The Crack is co-hosted by Heritage Center President Gene O'Cooney and Mike Houlihan. Will start its third year this December, showcasing Irish musicians from all over the globe. All three shows feature news, music, and comedy of the Irish-American community of Chicagoland. The July 3rd extravaganza will feature All-Ireland fiddler Emer Arkins and harpist Eileen Gannon stopping in Chicago for this one night only while on tour. Show business insiders are heralding this cross-marketing stunt across generations of Irish and Irish-American listeners as the greatest thing since Guglielmo Marconi invented the radio in 1901. Don't miss this opportunity to hear and view the hosts of these three shows as they break new ground with music, jokes, and hyperbole with an Irish and Irish-American flair. The show will be heard on Saturday, July 7th on WCEV from 3 to 4 p.m. and WSBC 1240 from 7 to 8 p.m. and 8 to 9 p.m. It is Tuesday, July 3rd at 8 p.m. at the Heritage Center. We're hoping that you can
you
will be there.
Get back to that.
Okay.
To let people know with there's quite a bit going on there.
Groundbreaking event. You got to get the whole story.
Yes, absolutely.
And
hey, by the way, we were just talking earlier about my sister Mary's going for that wedding in Ireland. I think it's like July 10th or something. What about the Dave Durkin's going again. I talked to him.
I know, that's great. Yeah.
Froggy's going again. Yep. I talked to him. And Beanzo might go.
Oh, terrific.
So they're working on it. I talked to him the other day and I told him, you guys just, Beanzo goes, I don't know. I said, just go. You'll have a ball.
He will. He will indeed.
My brother John said he might go.
We've
everyone wants
complaint.
To go. Skinny's not
We've
going
never
this
had
year.
A complaint. That's why everybody wants
Let's
to go.
Go right.
You won't be
You'll
there.
Be turning thousands away. Thousands.
You know, Skinny, whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue and I look in the window, Ken's or Wrong's or Hearts or any of those great Irish saloons, and I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist, and he says to me, hey, Hooli, who died?
Hey, Hooli, a friend of mine, Tim Brennan from the Sheriff's Office passed away.
Yeah, he married my...
He was only 50 years old.
Yeah.
A great guy. They were married, I think, 13 years, my brother Mike told me. Timmy was a great guy. His brother Mike, Dennis, Catherine, Daniel. He was Southsider, but the wake at Curly Funeral Home.
Tonight, actually.
Yeah, tonight in St. Linus Church. So any donations, he wants to go to Christmas Without Cancer. And he's buried in Holy Sepulchre Cemetery tomorrow.
He
so.
Was married to Maureen Loftus.
Exactly.
Whose dad, Chuck Loftus, Chuck. His
friend of ours.
His
been
sister
the show.
Was married to my brother. So it's all family.
That's a
God rest his lovely
Tim
soul.
Tim Brenner was a great Tim guy, Brenner. Though. Say a prayer for him.
Skinny, you know, I got it taken over the coals by our friend PGOD today on the phone. He reminded me of when we were talking about Marion Vellini, former alderman who died last week, Skin. And Skinny said, you forgot to mention that her father, Edward Kennedy, was from Foxford in County Mayo. So I said, I can never get a word in with Skinny. He just keeps talking and talking and talking. So I made sure that, now, did you know that? Did you? And that's why she was such a great person, because her father was from County Mayo.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay. Hey, we want to wish Skip Carey a happy birthday.
Hey, happy birthday, Skipper.
Yes. Yeah. And I want to mention, too, speaking of PJ, Jerry Lanigan's daughter, Mary, is pretty sick. So say a prayer for Mary.
Oh, no. That's terrible. His wife just
PJ
died,
reminded
too.
Me of that.
Skinny, Teresa Haughey, a beloved wife of the late James and the mother of Kathleen, Mary, and the late James Patrick Haughey, a native of Etimas, County Mayo, Ireland. God rest her soul, Teresa Haughey.
And Mary Margaret Collins, 91, a native of Limerick, Ireland, the daughter of the late John and Hannah. She passed away. She's a member of St. Clair Montefalco in Southside, Holy Name Society. From
what was the name of that parish again?
St. Clair of Montefalco.
Okay.
She was taken care of by the Little Sisters of the Poor, St. Mary's Home, 2325 North Lakewood. And they're going to have a wake there this week. So say a prayer for Mary Margaret Collins.
And Skinny John Joseph McLaughlin, 88, passed away on Friday. He survived by his beloved wife of 63 years, Sally. And he was the father of, get this, Terrence, Kathleen, Maureen, Kevin, Mary Beth, Brian, Patricia, and the late Susan. Amazing. John proudly served in the United States Army in the Korean War. He's a member of IUEC Local 2 Elevators Union, longtime member of the Shannon Rovers Irish Pipe Band, and a devoted member and volunteer of the Irish American Heritage Center. God rest his lovely soul, John Joseph McLaughlin.
Hey, Huli, Bill Madden, 83, of Woodstock, passed away. He was from St. Mary's Catholic Church, and he was a judge in Cook County. He was in the Army, Korean War, I think it was. He was married to Mary Ellen McPartland. He was the head of the courts, did a lot of stuff. Big fan of Fox News. He wanted that in his
thing. Good for him.
So I wanted to get that in.
A man after my own heart.
He was preceded in his death by one of his daughters, Mary Pat, and his brother, Michael. So it was in the Tribune. They had some information about the final arrangements. And finally, I want to mention a guy I went to Quigley with, John Chicky Myers. He was a character.
Chicky Myers.
Great guy, 72 years old, brother of Arlene in June, fond uncle of a number of kids. He was a 35-year school teacher in the Mount Prospect School District. They're going to have a memorial mass for him on Saturday, June 9th, at the Marion Chapel at Maryville Academy on River Road in Des Plaines. Remember Chicky Myers, he was a buddy of mine when we were in high school. Haven't seen him for a long time, but he was a character.
God rest his soul. Skinny, also Harriet Kelly, age 82, beloved wife of the late James Kelly, and the mother of Kimberly, Joyce, and Tina. She was an active member of the Irish American Heritage Center, Sokol Community Center, and the St. Edward's Church. Big presence at the Heritage Center, so God rest her soul, Harriet Kelly. And I think...
Well, you know, Huli, people really appreciate when we remember people that have passed away. I've had more people tell me that they really appreciate us asking for a prayer for this one or that one. And I know it's an Irish traditional thing, but it's something that we're real proud that we do every week. We want to thank Billy for the nice background music, too.
Okay. We're going to close up the crypt now, Billy, and we'll be back. Right after these messages from our friends, we got so much more to tell you and so much more crack and frivolity. So stick around. Right back on the Skinny and Huli Show.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's in law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story. If you're looking for an office in the loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the south side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today, we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
Near Banbridge, down in the county, down one evening last July, down on Boring Green came a sweet Connie, and she smiled as she passed me by. She looked so neat in her two bare feet and the sheen in her nut brown hair. Such a coaxing elf, I had to shake myself to make sure I was standing there. From Bantry Bay down to Derrycane, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the county down. As she onwards sped and I shook me head and I gazed at the feeling queer. And I says I to a passerby, who's your one with the nut brown hair? He smiled at me and with pride says he, she's the gem of old Ireland's crown. Young Rosie McCann from the banks of the Bann and the star of the county down. From Bantry Baden to Derrycane, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the county down. She'd a soft brown eye and a look so sly and a smile like a rose in June. And you held each knot in her auburn throat as she lilted laments and tunes. At the padded and danced me in a trance as she skipped through a jig or a wheel. When her eyes she'd roll as she lift your soul and your heart she would lightly steal. From Bantry Bay down to Derrycane, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like a fair Colleen that I met in the county down. The harvest fair should be surely there, and I'll dress in me Sunday clothes. Wet me hat got right, and me shoes shone bright for a smile from the nut brown rose. No horse I'll yoke, no pipe I'll smoke, till the rest of me plough turn brown. And a smile and bright by my own fireside, it's the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay to Derrycane, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the county down. Soft brown eye and a look so sly and a smile like a rose in June. And you held each knot in her auburn throat as she lilted the mends and tunes. At the Patterton dance she'd be in a trance as she skipped through a jig or a rail. When her eyes she'd roll and she'd lift your soul and your heart she would lightly steal. Coaxing elf, had to shake myself to make sure I was standing there. From Bantry Bay down to Derrycane, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the county down. From Bantry Bay down to Derrycane, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the county down. From Bantry Bay down to Derrycane, from Galway.
to Dublin town. No maid I see like the fair body that I met in the county town.
And that was the star of the county down, and we played that for Patty Holman's late mother-in-law, Eileen Brazell.
Who we had on the show.
Who who was on the show and was a longtime resident of Smith Village. Her daughter, Kathleen O'Connell, is our friend. So that was for her. Hey, Skinny, we got coming up Wednesday, June 10th, the Relay for Life golf outing. American Cancer Society, our old friend Johnny Foley put this together. It's at Fountain Hills Golf Club, 126th and Kedzie. It's only $50. Want to be a whole sponsor, it's $50 a person, $100 for a family. There's a barbecue at Lanigan's afterwards on 111th Street, 50-50 raffle. For more information, get a hold of Johnny Foley at 773-670-8110. Or Nikki Glynn, our old pal at Lanigan's, 773-233-4004.
Hey, you know, Hooley, today I ran into Josh Hale from Big Shoulders.
Oh, yeah. We had him on the show a long time ago. Big Shoulders Fund, yeah.
Yeah, we went up to, we were up at a, they're having a senior PGA golf tournament, and Special Olympics is the beneficiary, and Big Shoulders is also.
Cool.
But speaking of Foley, he was talking, you know, he went to Marquette.
Who did, John Foley?
No, Chris Foley.
Josh Hale?
Josh Hale did.
Okay.
And
you mentioned Foley, okay, yeah.
You know, you're going to be living down by the river. Father Foley.
Matt Foley. In a van down by the river, yeah.
He could follow
that. He went to Marquette, yes.
Yeah, yeah. He was taught there. And
he was a roommate of Chris.
Chris Farley.
Yeah, Chris Farley, that's it, yeah.
But he went through the whole thing about how he chose that name because the guy became a priest. It was really an interesting story.
Yeah.
And that priest is a friend of Josh Hale's, but it was kind of funny.
Okay, so
I got all those.
We went
those
from Hale to Foley to Farley.
It was a triple play.
Yeah, okay. Skinny, the Irish American Heritage Singers is a terrific group from the Heritage Center. It's just a huge, it's like a choir. They're just fabulous. And they are going to be appearing with Emmett Cahill, award winning Irish tenor.
Emmett Cahill.
Yeah, he's the Irish tenor and singer with the popular Irish music show Celtic Thunder. Anyway, he's putting on a show at the First Presbyterian Church of Arlington Heights on Sunday, June 17th. I don't know why he couldn't find a Catholic church to do that, but anyway, he's going to do songs. But he also is going to have with
him... He'll be in trouble.
He's going to have as special guest the Irish American Heritage Singers, and they're going to do like a pre-show concert, and then they're going to do a couple of tunes during the show. So you want to check that out because they're really terrific. Sunday, June 17th at 4 o'clock, $30 general
admission. Now, will they have a mass there afterwards?
I don't think so. At the Presbyterian thing? I don't know.
Just want to check.
Yeah. What do you do? Presbyterians? I don't remember. Also want to remind everybody of the AOH, the Ancient Order of Hibernians, and the the Ladies' Ancient Order of Hibernians and the Irish American Heritage Center are there in golf outing June 8th at Edgebrook Golf Course. That's way in the north side. It's less than 2 weeks away. The advanced weather forecast looks great, mid-70s and sunny. Well, that looks good for you too then, Morgan. They currently have 13 foursomes, and they can use more, as well as volunteers for the outing. And it's a great cause, a great fundraiser for it's Division 32, which I am a member of. Charitable causes, and they appreciate your support. So, and looking for sponsors, and cash is preferred as a sponsor, and non-cash items are welcome. Let's see, who do you get in touch with? Call Mike, 312-813-2534. If you want to get a foursome and get going or whatever. Mike O'Malley, Jack Morrissey is involved. The AOH Division 32 is a great organization. And
I want to mention... The Catholic Charities golf outing, too.
Yeah, July 25th.
July 25th at Cog Hill. And Monsignor Boland does such a great job. But
Mike Boland.
They're going to have one of the holes that's going to be to challenge Skinny and Hooley again this year, Hooley.
Yeah.
So we'll bring everybody
Skinny
out.
And Hooley, it's
beat
called.
Beat Skinny and Hooley. Everyone comes out to beat us, and everybody does.
they do.
All win a prize, though. And I think we're going to have the Queen in her court from the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Well, I hope so. Otherwise, I ain't coming.
Morgan, we did this for years, and we used to collect money. We would collect about $100, you know, beat Skinny and Hooley. Then Hooley came up with the idea we got the queen of the St. Patrick's Day Parade and in her court.
And the Rosa Tralees,
the Rosa, they're like, we had like five or six of these gorgeous girls. That are, everybody that came up, how much do you guys want? How much?
Oh, yeah.
So now we raised about $2,000 instead of $120. It's a great scam.
So they'll be back. The girls will be back.
So we're going to have them back this year.
Skinny, let me tell you a little story. There was an Irishman named Jean Paul, named after the Pope, I think. He moved to Texas, and he bought a donkey from an old farmer for $100. The farmer agreed to deliver the donkey the next day. The next day, the farmer drove up and said, "Sorry, but I got some bad news. The donkey died." "Well, then just give me my money back." "I can't do that. I went and spent it already." "Okay, then just unload the donkey." "What? What are you going to do with him?" "I'm going to raffle him off." "You can't raffle off a dead donkey." "Sure I can. Watch me. I just won't tell anyone he's dead." It's not done yet.
Oh, that was actually the best part of the whole joke.
It gets better. A month later, the farmer met up with the Irishman and said, "Hey, what happened with the dead donkey?" "I raffled him off. Sold 500 tickets at $2 a piece, and they made a profit of $898. "Didn't anybody complain?" "Yeah, sure. The guy who won complained, so I gave him his $2 back."
Okay.
All right. We're going to take another break on the Skinny and Hooley Show. We're having so much fun. And we'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, "Your rubbish is our bread and butter." So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted, Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
This is Mike Houlihan. I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years, since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has saved and changed millions of lives. It's been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There is no more Irish thing you can do.
Yeah, Concern Worldwide is a great organization. Hey, I want to remind everybody, don't forget Tuesday, July 3rd.
You skipped over the Concern thing pretty fast.
That's a great organization. July 3rd, we're going to be doing the Skinny and Hooli show, the Hooli's Hooli, and the Crack, all three shows in 1 hour, which is pretty amazing.
And you got all kinds of entertainment. People should come up there.
And you'll get an opportunity to see the shows in action.
Don't read that thing again.
No, I'm just referring to it now. I'm referring to it.
Oh, good.
But we'd love to have everybody join us in. We have a raffle, and it's a lot of fun. It's in the Fifth Province Pub, which is a lot of fun. And you're going to get a geezer there if you want. You can get a pint, and you can meet Maeve Burke, the most beautiful bartender in the world. But it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to it. And we'll have Emer Arkins there from our trip to Ireland. And that brings me to the trip.
The trip to Ireland.
The trip.
Get to it. It's not the Skinny's not going this year, but it's still the Skinny.
Still the Skinny and Hooli
trip.
Gino
trip.
It's the Crack Tour of Ireland, we're calling it the Crack Tour of Ireland. October 11th to the 18th. It's a great deal, and we're going to Cork for two nights, Dingle for two nights. We're going into Kinsale. We're going to Kilkenny Castle. We're going to Slane Castle. Having some Slane Irish whiskey there. We're going to have Emer Arkins, who is this lovely all-Ireland fiddler, dancer, and singer. She'll be joining us. And an all-star cast of characters that are already signing up. Did you
hey,
tell me?
Hey, by the way, Hooli, yeah. I saw Jerry Schumacher's son.
Let me just give out the number if you want information on that. Actually, if you want to go to the thing July 3rd, just send me an email, mikehoulihan7@gmail.com. We'd love to have you join us July 3rd at 7 o'clock. Okay, go ahead. Yes.
I saw Katie Schumacher's brother at the Special Olympics, and he said to me, my mother cannot stop raving. My mother and my sister cannot stop raving about
trip to Ireland.
Yeah, he said it was just a great time. So people should know it's a great time. It's a lot of fun. You don't have to.
Mike Miller will be going again.
Mike Miller's going.
The chief.
Again.
Yeah.
You're going to have a lot of great people going, so.
Dennis Kearns is going again. Who'd you say? Dave Durkin.
Dave Durkin's
Durkin
Froggy.
And his wife.
It's going to be a great trip, but it's a great time to go. I told you my sister Mary. I'll get the details.
All right. I saw Maureen. You know Casey, Tom Casey and Maureen and Denise, her sister. They were all at the thing on Saturday, and they're all coming again. So
that's great.
It's going to be an all-star cast.
So, lots of laughs and lots of fun.
It will be. And don't forget, next Friday, the 8th, St. Barnabas Boxing Night out in the parking lot in honor of Marty McGarry, the great Marty McGarry, one of our favorite people.
Hey, Hooli, I want to remind people, too, this is the 50th anniversary. We're going to have a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, Special Olympics,
For the Special Olympics. And a lot of the things are free. Soldier Field, Toyota Park. Soccer, a whole day down at Soldier Field. Got a big concert coming up. They're lighting Eternal Flame.
Have you decided who the concert is yet, or they won't
say
yet?
No, they won't say.
It's going to be some superstars, right?
It's going to be a couple superstars, yeah. People that...
The Green Mountain Boys, are they going to be there?
I think they might be an opening act. How do you remember? I always screw up their names.
I'll never forget them.
And there's a golf tournament, too. You can go to skinnyhooli.com. There's a golf tournament July 10th.
You've got it at skinnyhooli.com. You have the Special Olympics information?
No, but I'm going to put it in there, the golf tournament.
All right,
people want
to
volunteer.
We'll there, yeah.
Okay. I need volunteers for the day of. You'll be in
Put it on this Facebook page. That's where you're going to get more action.
Yes, exactly. That's what we're going to do. So.
Although, if you want to see
We just got the info today.
If you want the podcast, you go to skinnyhooli.com.
Yes, the Facebook page.
You're getting more into that Facebook thing now, I've noticed.
I put a picture up with me and my grandson. Did you see that?
Yes, I did. It was terrific.
It got like 300 likes or something.
Yeah.
It was incredible. Yeah.
He looks a lot like you. Oh, maybe it's just because he's bald. I don't know.
He has hair. He doesn't look like any Sheehan.
Okay.
Easy on the bald jokes. You're not exactly Elvis Presley over there with that hair.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Okay. I want to thank
Skipper,
everyone for listening.
Skipper was at the thing at Ken's the other day, too.
Yeah, so we want to thank everybody for listening.
Absolutely.
We want to thank our sponsors, Bob Flood and everybody else. And
we will
see
you
later.
Bye.
Tune in next time for the Skinny and Hooli Show. The Skinny and Hooley Show is recorded in front of a live audience.